This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back again on a Hertz Day on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike and Spike and No Fritz. Ike Reese, how are we feeling, brother?
Well, brother Spike, I'm feeling pretty good. Friday Eve, nothing really to look forward to as far as the sports goes.
We got that hockey game tonight.
Yeah.
Against Canada.
Yeah. Four Nations.
Yeah.
You know what it was 2 days ago.
Well, I know what it is now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let me know how that goes.
Okay.
That voice we heard speaking before, being spoken to, don't make that a habit in there. Just don't make that
moment.
A habit in there. Don't make that a habit in there. I'll cue you when it's time to come in.
Another uncomfortable moment.
Yeah, there it is.
Keeps going, by the way.
Francisco Rojas. Holla at your boy.
Hi, Fran.
Cookie?
When he says holler at your boy, that's
cookie?
When you can
yeah,
say that's,
yeah, now it's time for you to come in. Now.
I can go now?
Yes.
How you doing, guys?
So, no Jack Fritz today. Jack out the remainder of this week on paternity leave again. However,
yes.
On the show, we do have the return of the sentient AI being Honest Jack.
Ah.
And Honest Jack will do the top five today. So, I don't know if you remember the last time Jack was on paternity leave, which was just a month ago, even though this is the same kid. The last time we had Honest Jack on, we created an AI version of Jack. They cannot lie. So Honest Jack will be here at 5 o'clock. Perhaps he will address the fact that regular Jack blocked me on Twitter. And so that'll happen at 5 o'clock.
That will be interesting.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, you know, as far as the show today, we had a whole show planned yesterday, and then the Eagles hired Kevin Petullo. So I'm not going to lie to you. We're going to do the show today that we were going to do yesterday, because I think it's still valid and I think it's still a good topic.
Oh, so, sure it is.
Yeah.
Yes.
So if the beginning of this show sounds similar to yesterday's show, I apologize, but we only got 4 minutes out of this topic yesterday. So we
I don't even think we got that.
No, right. We get with the breaking news thing.
Yes.
Buzz hit the breaking news thing. Had no idea what it was.
Yeah. Once I was done with my opening, it was on the
Petullo.
Yes.
Petullo. Yeah. You know, we hire people around here without interviewing even one other person, whatever it is. So what we started off talking about yesterday is Saquon Barkley. And you had even mentioned that because Jalen Hurts ended up winning the MVP and
yeah.
we had all the Super Bowl stuff, it almost feels like Saquon was a little bit overshadowed at the end there.
Uh-huh.
And what we were talking about was whether his 2024 season is the best individual season in Philadelphia in the last 50 years. So we'll go back to 1975.
Yeah.
So you and you had started off and you say it is. You say Saquon is number one.
I definitely believe it is. And to sort of encapsulate what I said yesterday is that let's start from the back and then move towards the forward, towards the beginning of the season. But this season culminated in a Super Bowl title that we didn't necessarily think was possible when this season began. And there are some people that may have felt, oh, yeah, the Eagles win the Super Bowl. That's because they feel that way every year. I didn't necessarily believe that would be the case for this team. Nor did I ever imagine Saquon Barkley having the individual season that he had coming into this season. Like, that's the thing that surprises me the most. For a guy who had been with New York and had been banged up and plays a position that had been devalued, and people say, you can find any one of these guys, you shake a tree, you can get a running back from anywhere. Famously quoted from somebody you may know.
Oh, was that Howard?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
You can shake a tree and get a running back.
Someone show me where the Saquon Barkley tree is, by the way. I'd like to shake on that tree a little bit.
And as excited as I was about the Eagles getting Saquon Barkley, and I had dared to imagine and dream some of the great things he could be in this offense, which I thought it was a great signing by Howie Roseman, he even surpassed what I thought he would be in this offense. He surpassed that. Listen, we don't count the final game. They didn't play in that game, but he would have played in every game
yep.
that he was available to play in. So he completely stayed healthy this year. Not only did he stay healthy, Spike, we had discussions before the season started as to how much do you use Saquon Barkley? 20 touches a game. Certainly didn't hear anything higher than 25 touches a game.
No, we said 15-20.
Yeah, yes.
We said 15-20.
So we were on the high side, right? Yeah. But for some people who thought, wait, how many times you should touch the ball? This dude at some point through a huge stretch of the season, when the Eagles really took off, he was touching the ball 30 times a game. That's what he was doing. He was the focal point of the offense. He was the bell cow. He's the reason why they won 15 or 16 out of 17 games when you include the playoffs. He's the reason when this thing could have gone off the track, I believe didn't go off track, right? We talk about what he did on the field. He was as equally important off the field, in the locker room. He didn't get a C on his chest. I guarantee you it'd be the only year he plays for the Eagles that he doesn't have a C on his chest.
Oh, he's got to be a captain.
It's just without question. He should have had one on his chest this year.
Right.
It was just his first year, so they didn't put one on his chest this year. Right? I guarantee you he'll have one next year. That lets you know how much he meant to this team off the field and in the locker room. And then you look at the numbers that he put up. He backed it up with the production that led to a title. Only a handful of guys can say that from an individual standpoint.
There was a lot of weight on him.
Yes.
Both physically and mentally. When you think about the locker room stuff and on the field, there was just so much weight on Saquon Barkley, and he stood up through all of it, right? He didn't crumble at all.
He was a shining light when we needed him to be a shining light, right? I think he made it okay for the other guys. He was an example at times of what a leader looks like. And it's his first year playing in this city. Coming into that under those circumstances, having to fit in with a team full of alpha males, particularly on that side of the football. And he was able to stand brightest amongst all of them. And again, culminating in the second championship in franchise history.
And how much do you count? So we're talking individual seasons, right? And I'll give 215-592-9494. Is Saquon Barkley's 2024 the best individual season in Philly sports history? Let's go back 50 years. How much to you does team success count when you're measuring the individual season?
I think it counts a whole lot. Now, it's not the end all to be all, but if you want to surpass what he did as an individual in the season, the team success has to matter. The impact on the team, right? There are some guys who had individual great years in the team. The team success didn't necessarily reflect how great of an individual year that player may have had. With Saquon, this team was a direct reflection of his dominance. He was the best player in football this year. And his impact on the team, they were the best football team in the NFL. If they played the Chiefs five more times, they would smack the Chiefs five more times. Like, this isn't one of those, like, when they won in 17, you could make an argument, if we had to play the Patriots five more times, the Patriots may have won three of those times, maybe even four. And maybe we won the one time that we would have won, right? Because Brady still was dominant in that game. They went up against the Chiefs that was supposedly the other conference's best.
The dynasty.
The dynasty. They got through Lamar and Jamar and and I mean, not Jamar and Josh Allen and Joe Burrow. That's supposed to be the dominant conference. They stepped on the field with the Eagles and didn't look like they were in the same league. That's how dominant of a game that was. And it wasn't because of Saquon. Don't get me wrong. But it was because of Saquon.
Right. The numbers didn't show that it was because of Saquon.
And that defense, by the way. I mean, that defense was outstanding. But we're talking about Saquon.
So
he's already cemented himself. Let me tell you.
Yeah.
In 1 year, he's already an Eagles Hall of Famer. He's already one of the greatest.
Even
Eagles.
If he didn't play another down.
He don't have to play another down.
Okay.
He had to play another down.
All right.
How many guys in the Eagles Hall of Fame? That's primarily about their entire career.
Right.
What they did over their entire career. If Nick Foles is an Eagles Hall of Famer.
Yeah, then Saquon's got to
be too. Saquon Barkley's an Eagles Hall of Famer.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So it was interesting looking back at all the seasons for this. And we'll go through, during the show, we'll go through a lot of the competitors. Because I came up with 20 that I think you could...
20?
Well, there are 20 that you could discuss, I think, through the show.
Okay.
I have Saquon third, right? Now, okay. What I will say is, in my lifetime, as an adult watching sports, mm-hmm. is probably the best one that I've seen. But in my lifetime, there were two other seasons that I believe I would rank ahead of Saquon Barkley. The first one is Moses Malone in 82-83. Mm-hmm. So that was the best team in the NBA. The Sixers mm-hmm. were the best team in the NBA. I think they won 63 games. Mm-hmm. Moses won the regular season MVP. He won the finals MVP. Mm-hmm. He averaged 25-15. And they only lost one playoff game. Uh-huh. So, and it's a very similar situation in, you know, you heard Jalen Hurts say that Saquon was sort of the missing piece to this Eagles team. Uh-huh. Moses was the missing piece to that Sixers team. That was a Sixers team that had won a lot of regular season games before, but Moses comes in and makes the difference. So I have Moses as number one. And number two, the other one that I have ahead of Saquon is Mike Schmidt's 1980 season. Mm. So they win the World Series. Schmidt wins the regular season MVP. He also wins, for a guy who everyone says was not a great playoff performer, he was the World Series MVP in 1980 as well. And I know we think, spiritually, Saquon was the MVP in the NFL this year, but he wasn't.
He
should have been, but he wasn't.
But he should have been.
I know, but I think the hardware counts.
If it wasn't a stupid quarterbacks award, he would have won it.
Right, he didn't get it in the Super Bowl. I'm not talking down Saquon. I'm just saying I think it counts that Moses won the finals MVP and the regular MVP. I think it counts that Mike Schmidt won the regular season MVP and the World Series MVP. So, mm-hmm. And then there's another season. I won't bring it up now. We'll do it maybe next segment that I was thinking of that I think a lot of people are going to bring up. But we have that one as well. So up to you. Is Saquon's 2024 the best season in Philadelphia in individual season in the last 50 years? 215-592-9494. We do have a next question today, as we have a $150 gift card for Wild Fork Foods. Wild Fork Foods is your number one choice for high quality meats and seafood without breaking the bank. They have over 700 items in store and over 450 meat and seafood item options online. Find Philadelphia store locations at wildforkfoods.com or shop online and get same day shipping. All right. It is Charles Barkley's 62nd birthday today. So today in 1963, Charles Barkley was born. And Charles Barkley had a great career as a basketball player, but now he has a great career as a media guy, right? So he had a great second
Sir
act. Sir Charles had a great second act. So for the question today, for next question today, and the best one we get all day, we'll get this $150 gift card from Wild Fork Foods, is who had a great second act? A great second act. Now, you got to call with your sports point, but the next question will be the second act. Ike, who had a great second act? And this doesn't have to be sports, by the way. It could be music. It could be movies. It could be TV, whatever.
Yeah, I got a lot of names floating around in my head that I can go with. You know, I'm going to go with Ice Cube. I'm going to go with Ice Cube. Ice Cube was a rapper for so many years. And people don't even know Ice Cube as a rapper right now. Francisco doesn't know Ice Cube as a rapper. He knows him as an actor. He knows him as Are We There Yet?
Right.
Friday.
That was me. Yep.
Yeah. Jack doesn't know Ice Cube as a rapper. So it's a whole generation of fans of Ice Cube. Not to mention the Big Three, but it's a whole generation of Ice Cube fans that don't even remember him. He was the godfather of gangster rap. Yeah, when you talk about shooting and killing, all the things we glorify.
Well,
that's tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah,
I even remember.
Well,
I'm just saying, here's the time where people cringe when they heard gangster rap, right? They were trying to get it banned from the radios and all of that type of stuff. And Ice Cube was like the godfather of that, man.
Well, at the mall, I had to get somebody older than me to buy America's Most Wanted because it had the parental warning sticker on it. You weren't allowed to buy it if you were under 18. So, to me, that is who Ice Cube always is. So he actually...
because we know him from those days.
He actually has had the fact that people know him as a completely different guy is a good one. For my second act, I'm going to have John Travolta. So John Travolta's first act was Welcome Back, Kotter. It was Saturday Night Fever. Mm-hmm. It was that. And then John Travolta's career was completely over until Pulp Fiction happened.
Sure.
Until Quentin Tarantino hired him for Pulp Fiction. Now, they're both acting, but they're very different things, you know? So
how are they different?
Well, it's a second act. His career was over.
It's acting.
Yes, it's both acting, but it is a second act.
Okay.
He had a second act of his career.
Second act of acting.
But it's still a second
act.
It's
the same career, though.
But it's a second act. Wait a minute. Have you ever been to a play? There's more than one act to the same play. There's more than one act to the same play.
Is that not what we're... Francisco, you with me on this?
Yeah, 100%.
No!
That's crazy.
Absolutely not. It is a second act.
I don't know if that counts, Mike.
I believe it does.
All right.
I'm holding on to John Travolta.
I'm going to let the people decide.
No, it's not an L. He had a great second act.
Yes, it was a second act of his career.
But still second act. We didn't say two careers. We said who had a great second act.
Okay, but it is off Charles Barkley, who had a completely different second act.
But he's talking about basketball.
He's not playing basketball.
Well, all right.
All right, I'm going to let you...
Because there's a sports one I just thought of, actually.
All right, listen.
All right.
You were all in on that John Travolta, and I think you were wrong.
I don't think I'm wrong.
You don't want to change it?
No.
All right,
it's a second act.
All right.
215-592-9494. Is Saquon's 2024 the best individual season in Philadelphia sports in the last 50 years?
Ooh,
and
yes.
And I say no. Respectfully, I say no. I have him third behind
Moses
and Schmidt.
Numbers, man. Basketball wasn't really all that hot back then.
Oh, you always love to slag the 1983 Sixers. You notice you do that a lot?
Yep.
And you do it more every time we talk about it. And for next question today, who had a great second act? Corey in Columbus leads us off. Corey.
I don't slag Dr. J, though.
No, you don't.
That's
only
my man.
Moses.
That's my man. Only Moses.
Hey, we be clubbing. They don't know about that.
You feel me?
Well, I remember we be clubbing.
Oh, yes. Mike knows about
that was, what, 96? But that was even, I would say that the we be clubbing, pushing weight era was like the second era.
It was getting away
Ice
from
Cube.
Gangster rap.
Yeah.
Spike, come on, man. That you know that was an L, man.
No, it was a second act. I refuse. I need somebody to stand up for me right now.
Ain't nobody going to agree with you on that, man. I gotta say, Saquon had the best season. You know, and it's the reason why. First of all, Saquon won Offensive Player of the Year. I mean, if you're looking at it, that's really like the MVP.
Mm-hmm.
The MVP has become a quarterback award. Like they're not, even if Saquon would have broke the record,
they won't give it to him. Yeah,
exactly.
I agree.
So it's a quarterback award. You know, now if you want to look at the success in the Super Bowl, if you want to say, oh well, he didn't get Super Bowl MVP, you can make an argument that the reason why Hurst won, and I'm a Hurst guy, was because they sold out, to stop the run and gave us one-on-one on the outside. Like what Saquon Barkley did, nobody expected it. But we saw the talent that he was. Obviously, he was a top two pick. So you knew Saquon had the talent. But can nobody tell me, and if they saying they did, they lying. Because ain't nobody, only three people wanted Saquon to come to Philly. Ike, Jack. And I don't even know who third person.
Howie.
Howie. Yeah.
Thankfully, Howie did.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't even on that train. You know what I'm saying? So I gotta say it's the best season we ever seen. You know, when you talk about Moses Malone, that was a little bit before my time. You know, Kyle, so I can't really speak on that. But all I know is, like, the 82, 83, 6, I'm like, you know, all right, come on, man. Like,
hold on. Just because something happened before you remember it doesn't
like
mean...
40 years ago, man. Yeah, that's basketball 40 years ago.
Wait, hold on. 1983 did have Larry Bird in it. It did have Magic Johnson in it. It had Kareem Abdul. I'm not talking about 1956 or something here.
Yeah.
It was the beginning of the golden age
of the NBA. You gave me three players that has very little athleticism.
This is what you got to look at, though. Think about it.
Yeah.
Running backs in the 80s and the 90s, those was what they did, right? If you look at Moses Malone's in the 80s, that's when the big man was popular.
Oh, yeah.
Now you look at Saquon. This is where it's a passing league. So he dominated in a passing league as a running back where like, you know, 80s and 90s, running back Emmitt Smith and all them, you know, they did their thing then. But he did it in an era that's a passing first league.
Can I push you on that though? It was a passing first league. I don't think I actually, when you look at the best offenses in the NFL this year, most of them were Baltimore was run first, Detroit was run first, Buffalo was run first. We had a 1900 yard rusher in Baltimore. We had Green Bay. Who's the guy in Green Bay? 1700
Josh
yards.
Josh Jacobs
had 1700 yards. So I agree with you. I would have agreed with you last year, but there is something about, and
right,
again.
Hold on, they turned it into a running league this year.
This year?
Yeah.
But I don't think he dominated in a passing league. He dominated in a running league.
The Eagles turned the league into a run-first league. We the ones that started running the football with the quarterback and a running back, and then they tried to catch up with us. You know, we the trendsetters.
Well, Baltimore. So
that's what it is. Baltimore, don't give me them. We don't talk no B-level teams. They ain't do nothing. They ain't missing no
everybody.
Football, no
yeah.
nothing. Don't,
Moses
don't do that.
Didn't count.
Listen, hey, yo, real quick, though. I just got two quick points, and I'm going to give my guy. First of all, everybody kept saying yesterday, everybody was like, oh, why did he interview? They want new ideas. So I got a question for the people. If Kellen Moore would have came back, who was going to bring the new ideas? Everybody care about new ideas, but y'all would have been okay if Kellen came back. Why don't be no new ideas coming in the building? Elliot, all these people, new ideas. Like, where were they going to come from if everybody came back?
Well, I think here's the, and I think you're mostly just talking about Elliot because that's what Elliot said. But you can just say it. But I think his point is, I think Elliot's point, which Elliot and I are sort of on different sides of this. I don't think it's a mistake hiring Petullo. I think it's a mistake not doing interviews. All that said, that I think his point was when somebody leaves, you have to look at it as an opportunity to bring in somebody that might have new ideas. Not that you need new ideas every year, but his point was, hey, look, like the league knows what we're doing. Next year, we're going to have some other ideas, and bringing somebody in from external would have a better chance of doing that than doing somebody internal. And I think that is a fair point to have. But I do think at the end of the day, if you think Petullo is the best guy, you hire him, whether he has new ideas or doesn't have new ideas. You hire the best guy.
Okay.
I just don't think they looked for the best guy.
It's,
I think that's the
process.
Problem.
Bad process. I get
yes.
it.
Yeah.
Look, all right. So this is my guy. My guy is obviously Dwayne The Rock Johnson. And, yo, real quick, Spike and Ike.
Ooh, he's still AJ a wrestler, Brown, though.
Listen, A.J. Brown said, I would love to play with Myles Garrett. How we get it done?
Yeah, we're going to play that a little bit later.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, that Elliot sent it to me right before we went off air.
Oh, wow.
It's all right.
Yeah, come on, Corey.
And the Dwayne The Rock Johnson is a good one, even
that's
though
a good one.
He's still wrestling. So.
Huh?
He still wrestles.
Does he?
Yeah. I mean, once
that's
once
a correct
year.
Second act. Yeah. Not yeah. the Travolta one.
I'm telling you, Travolta did have a good second act. I am outraged.
Yes, it's a second act of acting.
I know, but that's what we didn't say. It had to be a different career. We just said second act.
It does not imply a different career.
No,
okay.
Because okay.
Well,
last
maybe I got confused.
Well,
here's
my last point.
All right.
Is that when we say second act, that yeah. comes from a play. A second, a third act are all of the same play. So John Travolta.
That's not what we're thinking.
Well, I can't get
in
your head.
Ike with the Falcons is the second act.
What's that?
Ike with the Falcons is the second act.
No. I don't think that's a second act. I don't think being on a different team is necessarily a second act. But if you were to say, I'll just take one off the board.
Okay.
George Foreman had a second act in boxing, in my opinion. He had one career. He stopped fighting for a long time.
Right.
And then he came back as an old guy and had a great second act.
Right.
I would say that was a second act for George Foreman, just like I would say
that could be defined
John Travolta
as a second act. It can also be second act. With George Foreman can also be defined as he was a boxer turned into a great ambassador or endorser for George Foreman Grills.
Grills, right.
I was thinking about the boxer to grill thing. That's
See,
what I was
exactly.
thinking about.
See?
I was thinking boxer to boxer. I don't like this at all. I don't like, John Travolta is a good second act. It's a good second act. I can't believe nobody has my back yet. It's absolutely outrageous. All right, 215-592-9494. Is Saquon Barkley's 2024 the best season in Philadelphia in the last 50 years? Ike says yes. I have him third. Coming up next, first of all, we are going to compare him to one that I think a lot of people are going to bring up. And we will talk about that next. And also, I want to ask you what you think people think of Nick Sirianni. Next, because I'm feeling
still got questions
something.
Out there about Coach Sirianni.
We'll talk about it next. I think there might be something out there. So that is coming up next. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. And I'll tell you who doesn't need a great second act, because their first act is still going and it's awesome, and that is Colonial Hyundai. Colonial Hyundai. Now, your second act with a car, they might be able to help you with that, right? Your trade. Your trade is your first act. That is a piece of junk. Your second act is going to be the new Hyundai that you're going to get, and that's going to be your second act. And you know Colonial gives you more for your trade than anybody else. It's faster. It's easier. It's better. At least $6,500 for your trade, guaranteed, no matter what condition it's in. Over 200 new Hyundais on the lot. For your second act, right? Colonial has the one that you need. If you're worried about what you're going to pay for it, don't. Over 80 of them on the lot, under 30 grand. Financing as low as 0% on select 2024s. And you know that when you buy a brand new Hyundai at Colonial, you're getting that 3-year maintenance package, and every new vehicle comes with Hyundai Assurance and America's Best Warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain. Online, 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. Any reason we picked Billie Jean?
I don't know. I just thought it was a good song.
Oh, it is a good song.
It's a great song.
It's WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and
Michael.
Fritz. What's that?
Said that's Michael.
It is. Did you ever see? Oh, I'm sure you didn't. I saw I think it played in Philly too on Broadway. I saw MJ the musical.
Yeah, I have not seen it yet.
It was awesome.
Pretty good. Yeah,
because it's just so much of the music.
Yeah.
I mean, the story is definitely leaves out a few things. So I'll be clear about that. But the performances were so like the singing was awesome.
I heard it was
like,
pretty good.
It was like going to a concert. It felt like you were at a Michael Jackson.
I gotta check
concert.
It out. Is it still here?
I don't know. I think
it was here for a while.
Maybe it was a Forest Theater or something. It was definitely in Philly for a little while, but I saw New York. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Make a special someone feel like a world champion every day with a custom diamond engagement ring from Mark's. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Where does Saquon Barkley's 2024 season sit in Philly history over the last 50 years for individual seasons? The options here are, Ike, are number one, numbers 2 through 4.
Okay.
5 through 7 or 8 or lower. What do you think the biggest one is?
2 through 4 is probably the biggest one. You gave me, it's 4 options?
Yeah, there's 4. I can tell you that it really just comes down to the top 2.
Right.
So people either have it as number 1 or 2 through 4.
Right.
Those are the 2
I
options.
I figured most would be 2 through 4 because I don't know if everybody feels this way about Saquon's singular season, but I know there's enough people to feel that way. I would go 44%.
73.3% have it as number 1.
As number 1?
As number 1. And 25.2% have it as 2 through 4, and then like
the
less
other two
than 2%
don't even matter. Wow.
I
say it as number one. I didn't know if that many people would agree with me though.
There's a little bit
I'm
of
a little
disrespect
surprised.
Here.
I'm a little surprised that most people. I'm pleasantly surprised because I agree with them.
There's a case for it. It feels like the voting's too slanted to me.
Yeah.
So I have it as number 3. I have it behind Moses in 82-83 and then Schmidt in 80. Here's the other one that I thought people were going to bring up and could push him to 4 is Iverson. in, what was it?
The MVP season, 01.
Yeah, 01. Yeah. So Iverson won the MVP, carried the team to the finals, didn't win, they didn't win.
Yeah.
But like this is the one season that I think when you're comparing the weight of Saquon that was on Saquon, you could say the same amount of weight was on Iverson. It's hard to, in baseball, you're never going to find that.
Right.
And in football, you usually don't find it, actually. And basketball, we just don't have one like this, you know?
Yeah, so, I would agree. Yeah. I mean, Iverson is the one that I sort of wrestled with. I wasn't here for Dr. J, and I mean, the 80 team with Schmitty and obviously Moses in 82-83 season when they won the championship. Or was that 83-84? It was 82-83, right?
82-83.
Yeah, 82-83 season. I wasn't here for that, but I respect everyone's admiration for that year because it's always brought up. The 83 Sixers team is always brought up when they talk about a magical season. But for me, in the time that I've been here for the 27, 28 years, yeah, it's that AI season. It's the TO season. It's it's a baseball season there that
Up
there.
Yeah, there are a few baseball ones.
And it's Saquon's. Yeah. And it's Saquon's. And the reason I put Saquon's over, like AI to me is right there with the particular baseball season, right? But they didn't end in the championship.
Right.
And I understand Saquon wasn't the regular season MVP, although he should have been. And I know he wasn't the Super Bowl MVP. I just think his impact and really the transformation of how we view this team, Spike. Like, you got to think about this, man. Like, we came in not knowing what Saquon was really going to be. And there was a mixed bag of opinions about the team, right?
Sure.
We didn't know what the defense would be. They were young. We were optimistic, but they were young. Offensively.
By the way, even through the first 4 weeks of the season, we didn't know. Forgetting even the preseason.
Yes. Plenty of questions there. Plenty of questions there. And when doubt was starting to be erased, when hope was starting to be formed, It was because of Saquon Barkley and the way that he was playing, and the fact that we all know he would have broke that record. I think people kind of throw that in there as well, and it ended in the Super Bowl, man. But AI to me, AI that's I still remember that season. Like that season, I can remember the flags on the cars. I still remember all of that because, quite frankly, we haven't had it with the Sixers since.
No, we have not.
We haven't had that type of a run since. And I remember that. And AI was such a huge star.
He was the only star on the team.
When your favorite player is AI is Allen Iverson. That's a huge star. Like we had pro athletes. Who dude was our favorite player?
Well,
like,
and
that's how big he was.
He, along with when you ask current NBA players who they idolized growing up, it's Kobe and Iverson.
Yeah,
it's not LeBron. You know, and none of them are old enough really for Jordan at this point.
Mm-hmm,
so,
right.
So it's Iverson and Kobe.
And forever it was Iverson.
Yes.
Over Kobe. Yes.
Yeah. And yes. I still think it's equal, by the way. I still
without
think.
Without a doubt.
Now, there's, you know, Kobe played was
that's a mystique
meaningful
there
a lot
with
later.
Kobe.
And age-wise,
yes.
I think that some of the younger
AI
guys.
Was a cultural
yes.
guy.
Yeah, for sure.
AI impacted the culture. And he transcended. He crossed over into rap. You know, he did the commercial with Jadakiss and like everything. Like, AI was a star.
So I would have the Saquon season over AI. I would put Saquon over AI specifically because of what he meant from a culture and leadership standpoint that I don't think Iverson had.
Yes,
you know, and you could argue that was one of Iverson's like weak points or whatever. It's not that the other players didn't like him.
We remember how the season began. Of that year. Remember, they wanted to trade him that summer.
Oh, right.
It was a lot going on with AI. They had the whole 40 bars. Can you imagine being upset about rap lyrics?
Yeah, in 2025.
Yeah, into 2020. Yeah. Yeah, that was a whole.
Oh, I forgot about 40 bars,
that was a whole thing back then.
Yeah. All right, 215-592-9494. Is Saquon's 2024 season the best season in Philly sports in the last 50 years?
2K say.
The individual season. Ron in Overbrook, you're in WIP. What's up, Ron?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing today?
What's up, Ron?
What up, Ron?
Spike, you're killing me, Spike. How are you going to take my guy? How are you going to take my guy?
Which guy?
AI.
it was AI. I'm sorry.
That took a lot of people's guys right there.
Yeah. Well,
no.
Here's the thing.
Foreman.
Foreman was your second act.
You killing me, bro. Well, before we get started, Francisco, can you hook me up? Can I get some of that Ike juice?
Oh.
He must have been drinking that Ike juice.
You should have seen the panic on his face, Ron. There was panic.
I know, though.
There was panic.
I love it. All right, so I was around for 83. I'm going to tell you, just like Saquon coming, when Moses came and we went had to go through the Magic Johnsons and a Larry Bird and all those cats, it was phenomenal. The first time as a young man storming Grove Street for a championship, it was outrageous, let me tell you. I think this last championship ranked right up there with him, primarily because I got to take my 14-year-old daughter, and she got to see just how Philadelphia fans or Eagles fans really are.
Mm-hmm.
So that was awesome. So that worked out for me. As far as it's hard, man. I want to go Moses so bad, and I agree with y'all with AI. I got to go Moses Malone.
Okay.
Oh, primarily because the Sixers, that's kind of like their only one?
Well, 67. they won in 67. But, yeah. And then
none of us were alive for it.
Yes, no. Yeah.
I was a baby then.
Yeah.
So, my pivot for a comeback.
Second act. Yep. Who had a great second act?
I got to go with Robert Downey Jr., man.
Now, I don't know if Ike's going to approve this because it was acting.
Oh, it's a good one, though. Okay, so here's here's what we're doing, Spike. You have basically opened it up to this.
It's open.
So that's where it's at. It's opened up to this then. So I'm okay with it.
Okay, so Robert Downey Jr. did have Robert Downey Jr.'s entire life, because of the drugs.
Yeah. He was tanking.
He was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was
tanking. Iron Man.
Oh, yeah. He came back as Iron Man, and my goodness, boy, did he ever take off.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I mean, he's one of the biggest movie stars there is now.
Yeah.
You know? All right, Ron, thank you for the call. So, Ron's second act.
We're just not limiting the second act to
two different careers.
That's all you had to say in the beginning.
But that's what I thought was understood.
we didn't understand that.
But we had one person agreeing with me in the Twitter. Replies on John Travolta and one saying no.
Yeah.
So
it's all right. No, if that's how we're including it's okay. I'm good with that.
Okay. All right.
I'm good with that.
So it's based on Charles Barkley. Charles Barkley is his birthday today. And he had a great second act as a TV personality.
Great second act.
Yes. Still going.
Didn't Chuck just sign $100 million? I don't mean to count your, I ain't looking at your pockets, Chuck, but I think it was $100 million.
Oh, the new Turner contract?
$200 million.
I don't know how much it was.
Been $200 million,
and he
might have been 10 years, $20 million a year. Yeah, might have been $200 million.
He had talked about running for governor at one point.
Arkansas. Or is it Alabama? Where's he from? He's from Alabama.
One of those two.
Leeds, Alabama.
Alabama.
Come on, man. Leeds, Alabama. Yes.
And the next question winner today gets a $150 gift card for Wild Fork Foods. By the way, we'll get to it as soon as we have the sound. But AJ Brown was on a podcast and did say some interesting things that we will get to. Short.
Yeah.
215-592-9494.
The teases that I dread.
Yes. I haven't even heard it.
I don't even know where it's going. Yeah. I don't even know where it's going.
I haven't even heard it. Mitchell in Swedesboro, you're on WIP. Mitchell?
Mitch?
Mitchell in Swedesboro, you're on WIP.
I tell you.
All right.
I'm like Mitchell.
Troy in the Northeast, you're on WIP.
Ike, Spike, Fritz, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Troy?
Yo, Spike, you wrong, bro. You can't use Charles Barkley as the example and then say, "Oh, well, it's all could be one field." You know what I mean?
This is outrageous. I could absolutely use Charles Barkley as an example and pick somebody who didn't do the same exact thing.
Only because you're the director there.
He's driving,
Ike is right, bro. You can't do it, man. But anyway, we're not going to dwell on that. What we're going to talk about is how you and me are the same age and how you remember Moses Malone. I was 4 years old when Moses Malone did that. So I can't tell you that he was number one. It's got to be Saquon, bro. He's the only one that teams changed the whole game plan for to actually play against the Eagles. You know what I'm saying? We know he won that. He would have won that Dickerson Trophy.
Dude.
We know he would have
broke that record, yeah.
Okay.
So Listen, it's got to be Saquon. Got to be number one, bro. It's got to be.
Because of your age? No way. How about this? I know Jimi Hendrix is the best guitar player of all time. I was not watching Jimi Hendrix while he was good, but I can still watch him and know what he did and understand his impact. Just because I was six years old when Moses was doing what he was doing doesn't mean that I can't recognize how great he was.
Oh, you got your lawyer talk. You ain't on that one. All right. You the same energy with Charles Barkley as your example, bro. Come on, stop it. I got a second act for you guys, man. Real one.
Who is
my second act is going to be Will Smith, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Rapper,
yes,
to actor.
Yes, sir.
Yes, absolutely.
Sir. Yes,
and he
sir.
Did. He did have. There was a lot of. Okay. So let me ask you both this, and I'll keep you here for this, Troy.
All right.
They overlapped. So he was still a rapper when he was an actor. So is it really a second act? Because he was still doing Miami, Men in Black. Like, he was doing songs while he was acting. And he even when he was on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, he was still an actor.
But
he became a rapper.
But he became known for being an actor.
Exactly.
Right.
When you say second act, I mean, he did a second performance, second genre.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? See? You got it. Come on, Spike. Keep up, bro. You got to use your examples, man.
You have me on the defensive now.
Yeah.
Ike put me in a corner.
No, listen. That's a good one, Troy. Will Smith, as a matter of fact, Will Smith, rapper.
Yes.
You know, TV actor to movie, you want to separate those? Because that's kind of John Travolta.
John Travolta was movies. I mean, he was Welcome Back, Carter, but it was Saturday Fever,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I forgot about Saturday Night Fever.
Yeah, but you could do, I'm trying to think if I could think of any movie. In fact, I can think of one TV to movies. I won't say it on air,
yeah,
but I can
got
think
it too.
Of one TV
I'm,
to movies.
I wonder if it's the same one, but
we'll say it
one. Yeah, he's pretty popular.
Yes, he was pretty popular. 215-592-9494 is Saquon's 2024, the best individual Philadelphia sports season in the last 50 years. Dom in Virginia.
I got another one. Another one just popped in my head.
Don't say it.
I won't say it. I won't say it.
Dom in Virginia. You're on WIP. What's up, Dom?
Hey, what's up, boys? How you doing?
What's up, Dom?
Hey, listen, I love Saquon. I love the birds. And Saquon, but Saquon's season for me is number two because I'm a little bit older. Now, I know this is on the outside of what you were talking about, but in 72, Steve Carlton won 28 games.
Yeah, and that
and
team stunk.
Won like 54. He won like half of their games in one season.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, that was just an incredible season. For talking about an individual season, that's got to be number one, at least in my book. I'm a little bit older, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, it just really depends on how much you want to take the team success into. And the one thing I would say for a pitcher,
because the individual season, I don't know if anybody could match that.
No, it's an incredible individual season. There's another pitcher season that I'm sure somebody will bring up that is a little closer to us in terms of age. The case I would make, Dom, is that a pitcher is actually, I would actually say a pitcher is hurt the most by his team being bad.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And has as little, can only affect the team, once every 4 days at that time or once every 5 days. So the fact
he can pitch well and may not get a win.
Right. So the fact that he won 28 games, and what was the ERA that year? It was like 2.2, I think, right?
And the team was terrible.
Yeah. That is an outrageous season. And Steve Carlton was an incredible pitcher. Mm-hmm. I think it's hard that. I hear you. It is hard to pick a guy on a team that wasn't good, though I would say for Carlton, it almost works in his favor that the team wasn't good. Who do you have who had a great second act, Dom?
For the second half, I have to say, and I would have to say Terry Bradshaw, because they said he was an idiot that couldn't even read.
Ah, Terry Bradshaw.
And he made something of himself, so he did pretty well in the media.
Yeah, for sure.
He retired after the Super Bowl.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
is he done?
Yeah, I think he just retired after this Super Bowl. I'm just trying to remember. I can't remember if it was 30 years. Is it 30 years or 40 years?
It's got to be 30 years,
right?
No.
How long has Fox been around?
Well, I mean,
because he was on with Fox.
Fox started in the late 80s.
Yeah.
But I don't know when they started their
football thing.
Because Fox started, remember the first Fox shows were like Tracy Ullman show and all that on Sunday night.
Sunday night.
So
America's Most Wanted.
And Terry Bradshaw's is similar to Barkley's. I mean, that's a similar kind of thing.
Yep.
Did they say Terry Bradshaw couldn't read?
He always joked about that, people would say that.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I think somebody had made the joke that Terry Bradshaw couldn't spell cat if you spotted him.
That's very funny.
So he kind of took that in stride and played into it.
Daryl from West Oak Lane.
I guess he played into it.
Hello.
Yeah, or he can't read.
Spike, Ike, and,
more credit to him.
Rojas. Hey.
Yo, what up, Daryl?
Okay, I got an answer. I'll say as far as the second act, I think it was Frank Sinatra. I mean, he's a multiple Grammy Award winner, and he won Oscar Award, too.
Frank Sinatra won an Oscar?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he actually won an Oscar Award. And in reference to, I think Barkley is like number two as far as a reference to greatest season.
Who do you have as one?
I like Roy Halladay.
Which year?
Yeah.
No, I forgot your year.
You're talking about 2010. Yeah. So Halladay in 2010. He was 21-10, had a 2.44 ERA, and threw a perfect game and a no-hitter. I mean, like, that's crazy.
That's a pretty damn good season.
And I would say the no-hitter, to my eye, was a more impressive game than the
perfect game.
Yeah.
Well, and a no-hitter was in the postseason.
Yeah. I was. Thank you for the call.
That's a good one. I was waiting on that one. That's one that you're like, man, I wish we had won the World Series that year, because that certainly would have gone down as the greatest individual year. He did all this in his first year here as a Philly. He was the first guy that, you know, you hear about guys, you're trading for a great player. You've only really seen highlights of him. I hadn't watched a lot of Toronto baseball or have. He's never in the postseason, but you know who Roy Halladay is.
Yeah,
I watched enough Sports Center and baseball highlights to know that. I didn't realize how great he was until he was actually here.
You had to watch
and
Halladay.
You got to watch him pitch.
Yeah.
He is still the best pitcher I've ever seen pitch, especially following. Watching him pitch that 2010 season, that was magical, man.
I put him, so the three best pitchers I've ever seen pitch were Halladay, Doc Gooden in...
Yeah, Doc is up there,
86, 87,
88.
And then Roger Clemens in the 90s. And they were all similar in that they were overpowering, pitched a lot of innings, you know, and Halladay's... I think the thing that we loved about Halladay so much that was so much different that we had seen is he was a psychopath.
Yes.
Like his intensity.
Yes.
You know, and I remember in the perfect game, because that was in Miami, just watching him sweat through that game. And what I'll always... And the no-hitter, that was the first game of that series, right?
Yep.
So I watched it on my in-law's couch. I watched it with Val. I've told this story before, but my wife had tickets to that game. She split a 19-game package with her brother, and they split the playoff game. She got that one, but she had this surgery a couple weeks before, so we had to give up the tickets.
Yeah.
And we were sitting on her parents' couch watching the game, and he was so good in that game that you knew two batters in.
Yeah.
Not that he was going to throw no hitter, but that
his game that night. Yeah.
Yeah. His stuff was outrageous.
Yeah. He's like, I was too young to really understand what Doc and Rocket was doing in the 80s and the 90s. Yeah. I didn't understand baseball enough to really appreciate what they were doing. Roy Halladay is the first dude that I was like, movement on the pitches, you know, all of that type of stuff where I'm looking at him throw and I'm like, this has got to be the most beautiful thing I've ever seen from a pitcher.
It's like Zach Wheeler's a great pitcher, right? But Zach Wheeler at his best is like what Roy Halladay felt like watching all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like similar style pitchers, but...
Yeah, those 2 years, man, especially 2010.
Yep.
He was everything that he was advertised to be.
Francisco,
and then some.
Do we have the A.J. Brown stuff?
No, did you see your phone? I'm sorry, I texted you about it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can you just write it on the thing? So we don't have it? Elliot said he was sending you clips. You don't have the clips.
Yeah, I'm rolling them right now.
Okay. All right. We'll have that next.
I love when we do this live and in color.
I grew up listening to Howard Stern. This is how Howard would have done it, so this is how I'm going to do it. I want sound. All right. So we will hear...
Make me Miss Robin.
We'll hear... Well...
I fit part in part.
I mean,
I'm halfway there.
Yeah. Yeah, some of the traits, I would say. Those traits meaning inquisitive, funny, you know. All right, so we'll have that A.J. Brown sound next. A.J. had some things to say, and also coming up, Steve Cohen had something to say about Philadelphia fans. Mets owner Steve Cohen. We'll get to that as well. It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.